This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room and texting and just being part of the process as a whole. And I really do appreciate it. You know, we've got somebody I've become friends with over there, I guess, the last year. She's got great testimony, too. But she is out there. You know, we were talking about earlier, being out and doing something, getting involved, actually making a difference, using guerrilla warfare. She's out doing it. So, Kimberly, and I don't know if she wants me to give her last name out, but she is helping fight the good fight in California. She is going to these cities. She is out there protesting. She is giving speeches. And these city council people can't get away from her. Because she won't let it happen. She is out there doing something. Now, look, some people can't get out there. I get it. Whether it's financial or physical limitations. But if you can, there's no reason not to. There's no reason not to get out there and help out. And I believe because of her and her group, now the ACLU is going out and bussing people in and telling people how to get to these events to counteract these. And she's got some crazy stories that I want you to hear. I think they're hilarious. One of the cities, or one of the groups at one of the cities when they were for the vote. Now what's happening is these cities are voting against against the state and will not line up with their sanctuary state laws. So the cities are refusing to do it, which is great. But one of the places, and I don't know, she'll have to tell you what city it was. You ready? They hired a mariachi band. And they brought a mariachi band to the city hall grounds. And they're playing mariachi music and screaming how, you know, whites are racist, whites need to go home. Right? I mean, think about something here, though. I want you to see how stupid these people are, right? The only reason they're allowed to be protesting at that town hall is because they're covered by the American Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, not the Mexican Constitution, because chances are they'd be taken back out and shot for getting in the government's way. This is how ignorant these people are. This is why my grandparents came to this country from Italy for a better education, for a better life. The majority of the people that came here from the old country, you know, the old white Anglos, they came here for a better life. Number one, guess what, was education. The thing that they're not getting and that they don't seem to care about. They care about the dollars. We sat with somebody at dinner the other night. I won't give any particulars away, but she said that she is an immigrant. She's here legally. And a lot of the immigrants that she knows coming over, they want one thing and only one thing. American benefits. Not American freedom. Not covered by American law. Get to America. You get benefits. I mean, think about this. And the Democrats want more of this. Why? See, I always say the same thing about them. if they got such a great product, they don't have to play games with it. Do they? They'll win, won't they? So Kimberly's going out these plays. Not Kimberly Marin from Monday night. But Kimberly's going out on these at these meetings. And she's laid it out in plain simple English. She's standing on the Constitution. And they're calling her a racist and a bigot and a phobe and a this and a that and the other thing. Because they don't have any words to fight with. They don't have anything to work with. And we do. And this is what I say to you guys, and some of you get irritated with me. Do not spew the party line. Don't you dare. Don't you dare spew the party line. Don't spew the conservative line. Don't even spew your pulpit line. Know what you're talking about. Know why you believe what you believe. And you know, so some of you who've kind of written negative things at times when myself or guest talks negatively about Trump, I'm just going to be honest with you. There's only one perfect person, and he's sitting at the right hand of God. That's it. And until you become perfect, truly perfect, you don't stick up for Trump for everything he does. No, I'm not going to beat on him 24/7. But I'm also not going to stick up for him when he does do something stupid or says something stupid. Because we all do it. All of us, right? And I don't know how many times Timmy will tell you, I'm not a hypocrite. I run around going, Messina, that was dumb. That was really stupid. What are you, an idiot? And I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to me. I do dumb things. You should have no problem in giving President Trump credit and kudos for the good stuff he does and calling him out on the stupid stuff he does. What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I really so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Yeah, she's coming on at the bottom of the hour. So what the heck was I going to do? I had a story all picked out, and then I went off on it. Oh, there you go. There you go. This is I love this one. So, a notice came up from the White House. Christians should be outraged over senator's religious litmus test. Now, this guy has been on my radar for a long time. Cory Booker. You listen to some of the terms he uses, some of the things that he says. And just like Cain and Clinton, and other hardcore left Democrats, they're not interested in your scripture. Matter of fact, you can just like freedom of speech, you can believe in God if you want, as long as you use their scripture to believe in your God. As long as you don't believe your God's scripture and you believe what they believe that your God should have in scripture, then you're cool. Otherwise, you're a phobe and a hater. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Just to the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can read the great stories up there, the one that Tammy just wrote about social media. You need to grab that one and really just say, stop getting us into a mess and then having us have to pull you out. Everybody's running to these social media platforms and nobody's really checking them out. So can we please check them out first and then decide which ones to go to? I think you'd be surprised as to what they're made up of. If you go over to therealside.com, you'll see her story. I've left it up there, front and center. And you want to read what it's about. You want to read what is me, we about? What is one way about? There's a whole bunch of social media groups up there now. We need to make sure we join the right ones. We don't want to have to change again. There have been many people that have worked to get 30, 40, 50, 60, 90, 100,000 followers. And every time they move, you got to start all over again. And everybody say hi to my mom. She's watching or listening or something or in the chat room.
They already said hi to her.
Did they?
Yeah.
She wants me to change my shirts. She says it's time for me to change to blue color. Look behind me. The whole studio is blue. I'm trying to blend in. I won't look so big. That's why you wear stripes the same color as the wall. I'll look like the wallpaper. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, she doesn't play with her. I love my mom. Cory Booker. That's what we're talking about. And Cory, he may be your next presidential candidate for the Democrats. I want you to think about this. I said it before. You look it up. I'm telling you the truth. Clinton and Kane both said that you got people, they were going to force us to change our scripture to fall in line with progressive thinking. Apparently they know better than God does. And Cory Booker is jumping on that bandwagon. Right? So, the White House says that Christians have a right to be upset after Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo was interrogated during a Senate hearing over his religious beliefs regarding marriage. Now, Senator Booker demanded to know if Pompeo opposed same-sex marriage. I mean, think about that. Booker came dangerously close to suggest. Now, look, I know it sounds like I'm swallowing my tongue. I'll tell him anyway. I had two root canals. Two, not one, two root canals done this afternoon before I came into the studio. So cut me some slack. And if you see blood coming out of my mouth, it's only because I don't know I'm chewing on my tongue. Okay? So anyway. So Cory Booker, not ours, demanded to know if Pompeo opposed same-sex marriage. Booker came dangerously close to suggesting that Pompeo's Christian faith and religious beliefs made him unsuitable to be Secretary of State. Think about that. You being a Christian, or even a godly person at this point, makes you unsuitable to hold public office, when at one time in this country, you had to believe in God. Think about where we've come from. Think about how far we have come from the original foundation our founding fathers wanted. The transcript from the, I don't know, interrogation, if you would. Booker says, is being gay a perversion? Pompeo says, Senator, when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that. Booker says, so you don't believe that it's appropriate for two gay people to marry? Pompeo says, Senator, continue to hold that view. Now, let's, for clarity here, for some of you who may have selective amnesia, this is the same view that was held by Joe Biden, President Oblamo, and Hillary Clinton up until they all decided to run for office, or once they knew they were going to rerun and Clinton was going to run for president. All of a sudden, they evolved out of nowhere. Senator Booker then grilled the former CIA director about his views on gay sex. He says, you believe that gay sex is a perversion, yes or no? The senator demanded a single word answer. I mean, think about what these guys are doing. They're trying to back him. So what? What's it matter what he believes? I'm a public servant. I'm an elected official. I don't believe in gay marriage. I believe in following the law, though. I actually had somebody, a real tolerant person, was upset with me because I believed a book that was ancient, that a bunch of white guys wrote, basically, and it was against same-sex marriage or the gay and lesbian lifestyles, and that made me a hater. Well, why can't I say you must hate God? Which is really funny, because if you don't believe in God, why do you care? Family Research Council accused Booker of putting forward what is essentially a new litmus test that said that one must endorse homosexuality, effectively choosing between faith and public service. Thousands of people have already signed an FRC petition urging the Senate to reject Booker's religious test. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley? Yeah, I guess so. Addressed Booker's line of questioning Monday on the Todd Stearns radio show in an attempt to Cory Booker to try to shame Mr. Pompeo. How do you shame him? Seriously. You don't. I had an argument with somebody on Facebook about this the other day. Evangelicals came out and voted for Trump, not because they thought he was would have made a great pastor, not because they were sure that he was not having any sexual issues or that he didn't use foul language. That's not what they voted for him for. Even though he is at the point he's at in his life, and I don't know where that is, he was willing to stand up for religious liberties. He was truly willing to stand up for our religious liberties. Because we don't. We always say stuff like, well, you know, God is sovereign and he's in total control and whatever he wants will happen. So apparently he wanted to wipe out 9 million Jews. So what are you complaining about? The Holocaust, you Christians. If God's in total control and his will gets done exactly every time, then blacks should have stayed in slavery because God didn't write a note to say take them out. What right do we have to be in this country? Did God tell us to go to leave England and stop being oppressed? I mean, sometimes the stuff that you guys come up with makes me nuts. We're supposed to do stuff. We're supposed to get off the couch. God doesn't say, hey, here's the channel changer. Don't worry about it. I'll proclaim the gospel. You sit there and play Pac-Man. Why does he tell us to go? No. I get it. Please don't send me the emails. Go, God doesn't need us. I already know that, but he wants us. And like your kids, he wants you to work. That's how you learn. That's how you get stronger. That's how you become a better person. Real Joe, 855-732-5566. You listen to Real Silo, GCN Live. I will be back. If they don't come get me, if Booker doesn't come get me, I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Dallas Cooper. What's wrong with you? I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. No, and you don't want to be elected. Take my word for it. You do not want to be elected. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and always being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, with me. Hey, did you see my hat? I'm not a hat guy, though, so I'm not going to wear it like what's-his-face does. Like that? Why are you laughing at me?
Every time, I don't know why.
Why?
I can't.
At least I don't do, what is Corey? Corey does this thing, right?
I think his head's just...
You know what I think he does that? I think he's blind in one eye and he just can't figure out where straight is. What do you think? What?
So are you.
Yeah, but at least I'm used to it. I know where straight is. Okay. Anyway, if you want these hats, want this kind of thing, you got to go up to the website and go to the store, and you'll see the, you know, the hats, and you can get TRS hats. I think we have posse badges. I'll have to put them up on the screen some night. We have posse badges. We have all kinds of fun stuff up there. And so, you know, like I say, bye bye bye, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Kimberly is actually, I told you, not Kimberly Marin, and I don't want to use this person's last name unless she tells me it's okay, but she is, Kimberly is running up and down to the different events going on at city councils, where they're taking on resolutions, they're voting against the sanctuary city law. And they are getting a lot of opposition. You know, we were talking earlier about fighters. These people are fighters. And I say that they're fighters because I want you to think about this. They're actually going into the mix. These protesters there that are against them, they showed up at one city hall, and the city hall had the SWAT team out in the parking lot, just in case. I think it was Los Alamitos, California. Look it up. And the other thing about all of this is there are illegal immigrants that are showing up, legal ones, that are saying, pointing to the illegals and saying, they need to be thrown out. They need to go home. Or they need to get legal. I love it. I think it's wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you'll find that people that are here legally, right, legal immigrants, they're not against illegal immigrants. They're against people breaking the law and wanting to stay. That's what they're against. I'm the same way. All right? I mean, really, really, really simple. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7, I'm actually multitasking you guys because Kimberly is messaging me. And when she's ready, I'll let you know. But she's having some encounters with the police at an event that she's at. I don't know what that means, but let's pray for Kimberly. Make sure she's safe. You know, we don't do the violence. It's not the same. That's why I never get, you know, you really never worry about our people hurting the other side or smashing up a Starbucks. I thought that was so funny, didn't you? When the Antifa boneheads up in Berkeley were smashing Starbucks windows, the place that actually put President Trump's picture as a mat coming into the place so they could clean their feet on his face. That was the guy that they, you know, and the Antifa is smashing Starbucks, who totally supports them. So either they're just really, really, really heavy on drugs, which I'd probably be more inclined to believe, or they really don't get it. They're just thugs. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Tammy, I think you come across this story about the high school books,
yep.
Textbooks.
Yeah.
You know, being a trustee, you walk a fine line sometimes. Now, I don't know if some of you know how school boards, school districts pick their books. But what happens is there's a State Board of Education. And the State Board of Education, they go through history books. And they may go through 50 of them. Or depending on who lobbies them the most, maybe only 5. But they go through like 50 of them. And they say, okay, these 6 meet the criteria of the state. So you can't use any of the other 44, only these 6. And they push those 6 down to the school boards. The school boards look at those 6 and they pick one of the 6 to use. So the school board doesn't have the wide-ranging power that some of you think we have. To a big degree, we very much rubber stamp. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether you like it or not, it is what it is. It's the way the law is written. So, when we get the books in, we have a parental committee group that looks at them and says, okay, I can handle my kids watching this. I wonder how many conservatives are on that panel, though. We don't appoint them, so I don't know. But this is great. High school textbook called By the People says that Trump is mentally ill and a racist. So apparently there's been some diagnosis done by some doctor with real credentials somewhere, not $25 credentials you get off the internet. And he has been deemed in the book, in the history book, which will be around forever, because these schools don't have enough money to change him out. So already, he's only been around. Now, you know that book didn't get printed last Tuesday. That book has been in the making, being laid out, being approved for months. So before the president was actually in the office 1 year, he was deemed insane, according to these guys. So a high school textbook titled, now look, many of you have young kids, start looking. I would write a big note, my child is not reading this book. I'd rip out the chapter. That's just me. I'd pay him for the book, but I'd rip out the chapter nonetheless. Say, I'm sorry, I didn't want him or her to see it by accident. So the school is published by Pearson's, a British textbook publisher. Again, why are we selling or buying books for United States schools, American schools with American taxpayer money from the Brits? I'm surprised it doesn't say that they won the war. They just gave the country to us because they felt bad. It's been revealed blatantly biased. It was written by James Frazier, a New York University professor. It refers to the president as mentally ill, racist, and his followers as raging racists. It also bashes the police. So this is something that a school has looked at. Maybe they haven't read it. Maybe they don't know about it. I'm going to go look in. You bet your buns I'm going to go look in. Here's a couple of excerpts from the book, a sample of which was sent to the Rosemont High School in Minnesota, and the photograph and the photographed by the teacher's aide. Trump's supporters saw the vote as a victory for the people, who, like themselves, had been forgotten in a fast-changing America, a mostly older, often rural, suburban, and overwhelmingly white group. So, remember something, guys. You Dems that live in middle America? You Dems that live in rural, suburban areas? Yeah, you're sick people. It's not me, it's them. The Democrats. According to a history book that was written by a Democrat loon or a left progressive loon. Right? I mean, think about it. You living in the middle of this country. You're working your farm. You're working your family store. You've been around 200 years. You've gone to school. You have an education. You're working hard. You want to pay your taxes. You want to go to church on Sunday. Well, that's where it stops. That's where you're no longer American. Now you're a loon. And once they get that down, once they get down to the point that you're a lunatic, that you're sick, there's something wrong with you, you pray, speak, and believe in something that doesn't exist, here's your crazy card, we'll now have your guns, please. You see what I'm saying? And whatever they say to me, no, it'll never get like that. You're saying something that doesn't true. Oh, no, it's true. Look at some of the states it's already happening in. Somebody as simple as you have to be 21 to buy a rifle now instead of 18 in some states. Why is that? Think about it during the break. I'm Joe Bucini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I was hoping to have Kimberly on with me to talk about what she's going through at the different cities. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. But let me finish up one thing at a time so I don't confuse me and the rest of you. Me is easy. You know what I'm saying? We could probably have her on, like, you know, maybe tomorrow or Thursday to shore it up so you know what they're talking about. You know, when it comes to... I was going to go down the road. Kimberly can't get... If she leaves the, this is not Kimberly Marin, but this other Kimberly, if she leaves the City Hall room, they won't let her back in because there's so many people there, right, and they're worried about security. So I said, stay in the room.
Yeah.
Don't blow it on my account. I want you there to fight the good fight.
Right.
We were talking on the side about the high school textbook that people say, where it says that Trump is mentally ill. He's mentally sick. And you're allowing hardcore left-wing professors. Now, they're allowing it to happen there, but you're allowing it to happen too, because there's plenty of you who could step up into these teaching positions and into these roles as professors. It goes on to say that most thought that Trump was too extreme a candidate to win nomination, but his extremism, his anti-establishment rhetoric, and some said his not-so-very-hidden racism connected with the significant number of primary voters is what got him to win. Sick people. They're the sick people, I'm telling you. See, it can't be that she was a lousy candidate. Can't be that she had no message. Had to be because he was a nationalist racist. Pearson spokesman Scott Overland told Fox News the textbook was developed by an expert that is an author and underwent rigorous peer review. They don't push back. They don't want to. They want their place in the sun someday. So they don't push back, and those aren't big groups. When they say peer groups, they may be a dozen people. He said it was designed to convey college-level information to high school students. So is that what they're telling him in college, that Trump, there's something wrong with him, that he is a racist, that he does have issues? Overland added that they welcome feedback from their text and are willing to meet the concerned parents and teachers as part of our long-standing commitment. So think about all these parents that have moved into this area because they thought the area was something else than what it is, and now they have to put up with this kind of thing. He goes on to say Pearson spoke... God, I can't get his name right. Pearson, you know what? They got up that Jim Pearson from... you know what I'm talking about, right? The Big Bang Theory. Is that Pearson or Parson?
Parson.
There you go. Overland added that they welcome feedback for their text and willing to meet with parents. Yeah, okay. The textbook is most assuredly not unbiased. It uses Clinton's viewpoints that Trump supporters are fearful, backwards, sexist people. Isn't that great? Now, it's easy to get on these, I shouldn't say easy, but it's fairly easy to get on these panels, get on these committees. Why aren't you? No, seriously, you conservatives out there that complain about what our kids know or don't know, what they're being taught in school, most schools, most districts have a curriculum committee. Parents are expected to read through the books, not go looking for cheat notes online. And find things in the book that don't make any sense, that aren't true and factual. It goes on, now this is in the book now, I want you to know. An anti-police portion about the Ferguson riots claimed the nearly all-white police force was seen as occupying army in the mostly African-American town. The police increased the tensions. What should they have done? Backed away? They already did that. Look at the damage it caused. These people want them to back away and not stop the, you know, what was it, the mayor at the time said let them burn off some steam? And they weren't burning off steam. They were burning down buildings. They were breaking into stores. They were looting the place. And for the cops to be told not to do anything, that's the egregious. That's the sin. That's the crime. So let's think about this for a minute. You've got high school textbooks that are coming out aimed squarely at conservatives, squarely at President Trump in a negative way. And what are you doing about it? How many of you sitting there right now can actually say that they went, I don't know, through the kid's backpack in the last 3 months because of something they heard, saw, thought? How many of you just go through it just because you want to check and see the books that they have? What are you doing to protect your kids? It's really simple for me. Now, late night's going crazy with something going on with Sean Hannity right now, which I just enjoy so much. I'm glad I'm not the target of their fire right now, but think about this. This shows you the irony or how nasty they really are, how hateful they really are. Because late-night hosts are going crazy. And they're lining him up with the, I don't know, probably the Unabomber, for God's sake, to where they talk about him. And you look at how CNN jumps on that negative bandwagon right away. We don't know what's going on there. We have an idea, but we don't know. Anyway, it was like the comedy gods were looking down on American late-night television. Right? On Monday, the legal team for President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was forced to identify the name of the third Cohen client, a mystery person who he initially didn't want to name. The person that turned out was Sean Hannity. Now, we still don't know that because I didn't see the show tonight. But Sean says that the guy never really worked for him, never really represented him. May have made a phone call here and there or may have looked at the paperwork for him, but he was never officially hired. Now, if Sean's lying, then Sean is a hypocrite, and Sean needs to be called out on it. But it doesn't nullify all the good work he's done. It'll make it harder for us to get the point across because they're going to scrutinize everything, not that they don't already do it. Now, here was a person that they loved, and they loved to criticize, a close informal advisor to Trump and firebrand conservative pundit who's just beat up on special counsel Robert Mueller every single day. All about his Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign. And they also criticized a raid on Cohen's office and his home. Right? Never saying anything to his viewers about a personal, legal, or business relationship. So they're miffed that he didn't fess up to any one of these. It's terrible. Now, when you think about Sean, and Sean makes me nuts, I'll tell Jimmy. But what makes me nuts about him, not that he's the way he goes about getting information, that kind of thing. What makes me nuts about Hannity is he's like a dog with a bone. When he gets something, he latches onto it. It never stops for him. He'll use the same term over and over and over again to the point where you want to stick ice picks in your ears and make it stop. Right? I mean, am I wrong here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, some of the hosts, some of the late-night hosts were playing clips of Hannity saying certain things. I have a question for you, though, for my left-leaning friends listening. Did any of you see that infamous 13 minutes of Hillary lying tape on any one of their shows? I don't think you did. Right? When you think about it, I don't think I heard that from any mainstream media outlet showing. Just take the, when she was on the tarmac being shot at, where they had to duck bullets. Right? There were some mainstream media outlets that said, hey, we were there, we don't remember that. We were there, we didn't see this. We were there, we didn't see that. You know? I look at this stuff. I just want to scratch my head sometimes going, do they think that we don't pay? Or maybe their side doesn't pay attention. Maybe their side really doesn't get it. So in the next hour, we're going to talk about Kimberly and what she's putting up with and what's going on at those city council meetings. And you see, all they need is some support. As long as they keep getting some support, things will get better. I guarantee it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. During the break, I want you to go up to the website. I want you to give me your email address. I send out one email a week. It's not a big deal. Check out the store. You can buy coffee mugs, flags, T-shirts. You can do all kinds of things up there. You could really be cool. Appreciate the time you've been spending with me. Again, I got so many of these stories on the other side I want to talk about. And I can't keep up with them all. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.